I feel a bit more settled in now than the other day because it was such a whirlwind. And honestly, keeping it to yourself for that long, it takes a toll. I know. It's been wonderful. Like, to have that recognition from EE BAFTAs is the dream, really, isn't it? Really celebrating the whole Lollipop family with this recognition. And I've had such lovely messages and support, and I just feel very, very, very grateful.
I know you've obviously won awards and things before, but would you say this is the biggest in terms of potentially what you could win?
I mean, yeah, it's a biggie, isn't it? It's I've looked at this category every year throughout my career because it's such an exciting category. It's the only public vote. The BAFTAs are the BAFTAs, for the UK, and the talent that is in this category every single year is truly astonishing. And to be considered amongst that is pretty wild. I think I'm still processing that one.
I was going to say, looking back at some of the previous winners and the names, the likes of Tom Holland and people like that, and to be in with the chance of being there as well must be a great feeling.
Oh, it is a great feeling, and I've seen my fellow nominees work, and they're all fantastic. It really feels like an accolade to the recognition of performances. So it is truly an honour. I feel pretty good about it.
So you should. And I know it's a lot more than just a film for you as well. I mean, earlier this week, you were at Parliament regarding Lollipop, and yeah, it's just more than a film in terms of what it's created.
It totally is more than a film. It's shining a light on a pocket of society that needs a lot of love and needs to be listened to. And we were discussing policies and legislations on maternal imprisonment, social care, and other topics that the film highlights. We were with MP Jess Asato, sorry, and Birth Companions were hosting. They're an incredible charity, and really, I truly believe that this film is going to be a visual vehicle to create real change that is needed here.
Which is brilliant, and the fact it's now available or will be available for people to watch that haven't seen it yet, the timing couldn't be more perfect, really, in terms of this nomination.
Oh yeah, it's perfect timing. Can you believe it? Like, I was in Parliament one day, and then doing the BAFTA announcement release the next day. The timing of that is wild, especially because we were filming Lollipop in 2022, and you never know how long these things can take, but really, for a film, it's been a relatively slow burn. And there was this wonderful man who said something to me in Parliament the other day. He said, "It's been a slow burn, but the fires are starting to catch and it's coming up ablaze," and it really feels like that. So I'm grateful to BAFTA and extra grateful that it's going to elevate this message even more.
And in terms of your roots here in Market Harbour, I know people are always so happy to see what you're doing. I know you're passionate about getting young people involved in acting. For them to see you now, that must be a great, aspiration for them.
Absolutely. I just really want to shout out my screen schoolers. I miss you all so much, honestly. I'm so passionate about this industry, and I'm so passionate about young people and education. And, when I was in Market Harbour growing up, I had the youth theatre, which I loved, and I had the most incredible community around me. And I did the most exciting shows, and what I didn't even know about then was screen acting. It wasn't even in my kinesphere to even imagine what that could be. And so setting up Screen School a few years ago now, that is because I wanted to create something that would show young people many different roles that the film industry truly needs, and that requires lots of different personality types too. And it's really not just about screen acting and filmmaking, but a way of really learning and finding out who you are and then owning that so unapologetically, because we all need everyone to truly be themselves, and that's how the best way the world can go around. And the little microcosm of making a film, which we like to call a village.
Congratulations. I'll keep everything crossed. We'll get everyone to vote for you.
Thank you so much, Nick. So lovely to talk to you.